thank all those that read. At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Donnell L., from the New York area. Speaking on a God of our understanding.
Hello, family. I'm an addict. My name is Donnell.
Hey, Donnell.
First things first, I need to thank God for another day clean. I need to thank the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous who helped me get back to a God of my understanding. And with that, I'm truly grateful. I'm talking about being grateful. I'm talking about a cat like me and where I came from. You know, where I came from, it was like, you know, everybody used, man. Everybody. Everybody. I'm talking about the dude who stood on Marcy Avenue and Martin Luther King's place to the Jehovah Witness was knocking on my door on Saturday talking about Watchtower, because using was always about using. It was abnormal to see people not using where I come from. So, like, I grew up thinking about using. I grew up knowing about using. You know, my mother, she gave me love. She showed me love. She hugged me up. She gave me her religion. You know, her religion. You know, she made sure on Easter, she gave me a trench coat and a suit and whatnot. One of those Dick Tracy hats, you know, with the little feather on the side. And I used to go to church, but I really didn't want to be there, because I didn't understand what they were saying, because it was just church. You know, I was just running around. You know, getting that back then, you know, a quarter used to buy you a whole lot of candy. You know, you can get 2 for a nickel and stuff like that. The hard candies, the stuff that, you know, you chew and be stuck on your teeth all day. You know, that's where I come from. So when it comes down to this topic, talking about a God of my understanding, you know, in the basic text, it told me, you know, when I get this God of my understanding, I got to make sure he's loving and caring. I have to develop him. I have to go ahead and get a relationship with him. Not the relationship that I always seen everybody else was telling about. I'm talking about, like, the relationship that I need to get. It was kind of real hard for me to even think about God. Because, you know, God always, you know, I mean, he just did what he did. And I didn't know that he was looking out for me. I'm talking about this times, you know, because we always talk about, I know I always talked about God when I ran out of money, you know what I'm saying? When I went to the crack spot and I hope they got something today. I hope the dude don't give me soap this time, you know, not kitty litter this time. I always ask God to not to let them beat me this time. I hope the girl do the thing right this time. Because she start talking and start blowing my... Look, I always prayed for the wrong thing with God. I never, you know, always. But you know something, I always had them foxhole prayers. But I remember at the end of my road, you know, when you're at the end, I'm talking about the very end. I'm talking about the end, the all end. When I'm tired of looking at myself, when I no longer can function like a human being, I'm talking about being dirty, stinking. I'm talking about being that addict, like I'm just tired. Your feet hurt, tired. The socks is tired. I'm tired of smoking crack, because I'm tired of moking crack. I didn't smoke crack. I moke crack. I'm talking about when you were under that tire in utter desperation. I'm talking about being tired when I turned around, because I always prayed to God, like, God, please help me in the midst of me getting high. Like, God, please help me. And I remember wrapping up my stem and not throwing it out the window, but placing it out the window. with all the paper, with all the toilet tissue, because just in case somebody knock on the door, I got it. Well, I'll be right back. But I'm talking about when I got sick and tired and when I really prayed to God. Well, I said, God, please help me to stop using. I'm talking about that heartfelt prayer. I remember he answered me. He answered me with somebody else who was an addict too. Because I saw him. You know, you start seeing people leaving. You know, when you in the crack house and you be smoking and now people leaving. You know, you think they're going to jail and whatnot. But no, they're getting some help. So when they came back in the neighborhood, I'm like, they got a glow. And I'm not talking about the Vaseline glow. And I'm not talking about, you know, that kind of glow. But they had a glow. And I asked them, like, where did you go? They said they went to the program. Where I come from, what is a program? I don't understand a program. He said, listen here, man, if you go ahead and do a certain, some things, right? And he told me how to get to the program. I didn't know that my God sent an angel right there to tell me how to get here. Somebody who I was moking with. He showed me. So I said, okay. You know something? Because when you are at utter desperation, when you like, you smoked out, you want to do something to help me. And I'm telling you, that's what God did. So when I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I got busy. When I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I started looking around. I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I want to do this. I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and Yah was the God of my understanding. Yah was the power greater than me. Because how y'all walk around here with gold chains and whatnot, and you ain't selling them? I want to know that. How you do that? You tell me making meetings? At that time, we had beepers and stuff like that. Y'all walking around here with beepers. Look, the attraction of the rooms got me. The attraction. Y'all got beepers, and y'all got gold, and your women are real women. I'm telling you, a guy like me. I'm talking about the attraction. But then I know when they told me to go ahead and start doing some work, and then the third step, they said, when we develop a God of our understanding, you got to go ahead and develop them how you want them to be. Not the way my mother told me, because the way my moms and my grandmother was telling me, I was going straight to hell. I was like, whoa. You start disqualifying yourself. I did this. Damn, I did that too. Dad, no. They told me I need to develop a God who I feel comfortable with. And then when you develop this God, what is it? And I start to say, well, my God is loving. He's caring. He's humorous. He likes to play jokes on me sometimes. He does. He's loyal. That's right. That's what God is. He's loyal. He makes sure that he always takes care of me. So when I was developing this God of my understanding and whatnot, and I started to do that, and he's adventurous because he lets me be adventurous. So I found out that when you start doing some step work, you start taking some of these masks off, and you start to go ahead and look, I'm not God, but I want some qualities that God has. So when I get some of those qualities that God has, that means I just got to be nice to people. I'm talking about, I'm telling you, I'm just that cat, right? I will shit on you in a minute. Don't give me $20 expecting me to come back. What? Gotcha. I was that cat. And you know something? I give you $20 and you got me too. I remember that. So now, my life, right? I got 19 years clean, right? So my God and my understanding has changed. You know, because he's always revealing himself in different ways, because he's always preparing me for the next level. Always. Even, you know something, my mother was going through some stuff, right? She had lung cancer last year, right? She was going through the chemo and all that, and I was rocking and rolling with it, right? And I had, you know, at that time I had some sponsees, and I know they love me, but they had to go because they needed some help for themselves, but God needed me to be by myself right there, to not depend on nobody but him. He put me in that place so I can be there for me. And he put some other people, right, to help me. So when my mother passed away, through the use and abuse of lung cancer, right, there was just me and God and my family and my sponsor. And I was calling my sponsor, and he said, "Yo, dude, I understand." Because he lost his moms. And sometimes when you're on this walk, because you got a God of your understanding now, because listen here, when your people are gone, when I'm in that dark place, in that lonely room, in my bed, when the cell phone is just sitting there, I got the hotline to God. So like when my mother, who birthed me into the world, and I was able to walk her out of this world, that was one of the most honorable things I can ever do. I'm talking about standing up. And he prepared me, because you know something, when in early recovery, right, in early recovery, because we'd be like, what would I do if, you know, I'm talking about early recovery. Like, you be thinking about things that make you leave, right? If somebody hurt my kids, my mama died, I'm a smoker. You know, I'll be trying to find excuses, but you be here long enough, right, that all those excuses don't work no more, because you got to stick and stay here, right? And then when my mom passed away, it made me stay here even more, because I knew I needed to be here. See, my God told me, okay, now you got to be the messenger for the next person whose mother might pass away. You have to show the person in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous that you didn't use. You still made meetings. You talked about how you feel, and you know, you stayed clean. I'm talking about that was the miracle for me. I didn't understand that. But every day, right, when my sponsees left, and I didn't have no sponsees. I was happy. You know, when you ain't got no sponsees, I ain't got nobody calling my phone and whatnot. I said, yeah. I was happy. You know, you ain't got no smart, I ain't got to hear nobody. And you know something? God gave me a sponsee. Right? Because my sponsor said, you got too much information walking around here not sponsoring nobody. So I got me a sponsee now, right? He came to me, he had like 88 days. You ever get one of those sponsees that is thirsty for this? He calls me every day. Every day. He texts me today, like, "Hey, Sponsor, how you doing?" I'm like, look, I'm getting a kick out of it, because you know what it's doing? It's renewing my commitment. See, because God knows what I needed. I need to be recommitted to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous again. Because when you ain't got a sponsee, you just be just walking around here. Even though you got a sponsor, right? But it's not about me. You just getting the information. God tells you got to be a messenger too. So who I give the message to? I got to give my message to my sponsee. Yo, he calls me every day. I gave him the whole package here. Let's do some work, because I know when he's doing some work, I got to do some work. Now I got to go ahead and call my sponsor and say, okay, sponsor, let's get back to work. Just because you got 19 years clean, you ain't cured yet. There's still some stuff. There's still some stuff that's happening right now that I don't even see, but it's coming, because it's just like a storm. I just passed one through one storm. There's another one coming. There's another one. Because I was blessed with some things. Later for the car, because I could smoke the car. Later for that. Later for the apartment, the job, and all your good. Look, let me tell you something. Later for all that, always remain humble and teachable and willing to do the next right thing. Because I was always the kind of guy who always did the next wrong thing. I'm talking about, I was the guy who'd be sabotaging stuff. You know how you'd be sabotaging stuff? You know, like you got a car, the engine's running smooth. You don't even hear it. You're like, there's something wrong with the car. There's something wrong with the car. You go over there and you throw something in the car, and now the car goes, now that's, it working now. Because, you know, because I don't need no calmness. I'm always looking for excitement. But I found out, but God gave me calmness. In the midst of the storm, I found calmness. The God of my understanding is telling me, Darnell, easy does it, but just be calm. Later for what people might, just be calm. You understand? be the example of the power of this program. You know, sit down. When you're in a meeting or whatnot, don't be talking and whatnot. Sit down. Because there's somebody's watching you. Because we have what you call this thing called the spiritual tag. Because you could be sitting down, right? A newcomer be watching you and whatnot. And next thing you know, he'd be like, he walks up into you, how you did that? And I tag him. I said, this is what you do. You sit down. Later for the coffee and the smoke and the cigarette, sit down. At that time, just sit down. Do some service. Go hug somebody. Get some telephone numbers. But sit down and quiet your mind. Even with 19 years, I still got to quiet my mind. I was over there right now trying to quiet my mind. Oh, look. The room was getting crowded. I was like, I wish it was just about 5 people in here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want all your people being here. Because, you know, it's real attractive. Because, you know, I like attention and whatnot. But when all eyes on me, I don't want the attention now. Yeah, I don't want it because I got to get honest. I got to get honest. I'm scared. You know, I'm scared. You know, I got a son, right? Oh, this is this one. You know, God is. Oh, that's why I say God is always humorous, right? You know, I got a son, right? And he has a different lifestyle than me. So I don't, so he wants to talk about relationships. I don't know how to talk about relationships with another man. I don't know. Look, I'm not there yet. You know, so he was telling me, I want you to introduce you to my boyfriend. The who? Look, I don't know. You know, so my God, you know, he tell me always be loving and caring. Right? I didn't tell you this one spawns, right? I met his boyfriend. I sat there, I was squirming. Because, you know, I'm a straight dude. You know what I'm saying? Still straight. Like Indian hair straight. You know what I'm saying? So now, that's why my God is so funny, right? So now I'm sitting there. I'm looking at him. He looking at me. My son looking at me. My son got that face like, don't say nothing stupid, Dad. And what I did, I hugged him. Because in the room of Narcotics Anonymous, they said we don't care what race, creed, age, sexual identity, whatever. If I can hug y'all, why can't I hug my son's friend? So now, right? I hug him. You know, I give him one of hugs like this. I give him one of NA hugs like, yeah, hug. And then I said, look, y'all, you know, you start giving them, use safe sex and whatnot. You know, something like I would tell my daughter, right? Make sure you protect it, cover up. You know, whatever y'all do. I don't know what you do. I don't care what you do. Don't tell me what you do. But whatever you do, keep yourself protected. Because, my sponsor know I've been struggling with this for years, ever since I found out about it. Because I wanted to disown him. I'm telling you, I wanted to disown him. I wanted to do a whole bunch of stuff. And my sponsor said, don't worry about it. Just love him. So that's what I do. I just love him. The guy looked like he's a nice guy. Can I have my water, please? Thank God for God, you know what I'm saying? So now, after I meet him, we go ahead out and eat. You know, we have a real good time. And he's a real good guy. He got some dreams, hopes, and aspirations. He want to do something with himself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm interviewing him like I would interview my daughter's mate. Look, because I can't change it. Because acceptance, right? You can accept it, right? Quickly or quietly. Or you can not accept it, kicking and screaming. So I don't want to, look, I'm tired of kicking and screaming because my sponsor, I was kicking and screaming with my sponsor, and he just looked at me and he just shake his head. So I said, look, surrender quickly and quietly because that's his life. Let me tell you something. It's his life. My God just tell me, listen here, accept it. Accept it. Acceptance is always the key. Whatever it is. Because you know something? My God accepted me when I was at my darkest spot. When I used to take a hit of crack and couldn't speak, he accepted me. I couldn't speak. Had to develop sign language so you could understand me to speak. Start fumbling fingers and shit like that. So now I know my God and my understanding was, he blessed me with some things. He blessed me with some people, some good people, people who I can trust. You know, I'm not one who clicks up. I usually ride alone. There's a pamphlet that says sometimes I isolate in recovery, but I'm not really isolating because I'm a social butterfly. You just don't click me up. You know what I'm saying? I'll be over here with y'all, and I'll be over here with y'all. I do some service. Let me tell you something. Anybody know? Last year, I must have gave out 2,000 flyers last year here about my area's convention. I hugged and met a whole bunch of y'all people. Yo. Oh, us, right? Yeah. No, you know what I mean. I don't want to be talking about that, but I'm talking about, but what you gave me was love, and I know that my God and my understanding always tells me about love. When everything else goes wrong, it's always love. As long as I give out love, I'm going to always receive love. It's what you throw out into the world is what you receive in the world. If you throw out some negative, you're going to get negative. I'm telling you, let me tell you something about this. You can get anything in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. If you live it wrong, you're going to get wrong. I'm telling you. If you're doing right, you're going to get right. And that's all it says. It's like how you living. Because it's how you living. You know, look, when I first came around, they told me, they used to walk up to me and say, how your spirit today? How your spirit? I didn't even know. What spirit? I'm new. Spirit. I'm just trying to find. I still got crack smoke coming out. How's my spirit? I'm trying to get a spirit. But now where I'm at now, right, I just don't want my defects to finish me off with my drugs couldn't finish. I got to remember that. So I got to watch my defects. And because you know something, I got some angels over me right now that's watching me, and I know the God of my understanding said, just do the next right thing. Later for all the blessings, that you got, I'm talking about the cars, the job, later for all that, is how you living. I'm talking about when you're not in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, when you're away from the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, when the lights, camera, and action is off of you, when you're in the dressing room, right? How you living there? Are you slipping? Creeping? Sometimes I do, sometimes I look, sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't. Right? Because it's in the sixth step, it says, at times as humans, we may wander off course. But how far off do you wander? And how quickly you get back? I'm talking about how's your spirit when you start doing stuff. You know when you start doing some wrong stuff, your stomach flip. You'll be like, God damn, I know what's wrong. You know it. Look, you knew when it was wrong when you started it. God told, he shook you already. He was like, see, because listen here. God said, you know, you're a little defiant, though. Go ahead now. Go ahead and bump your head. I'll be here. So how long do you stay out there bumping your head? I'm tired of bumping my head. Because sometimes, I know in the early recovery, I just stood by the wall and I go, dong, dong, dong. Just bumped it. You know what I'm saying? Had speed knobs all over it. Now I don't bump it that much. I go, boom, Okay, that hurt. Matter of fact, I don't even want to go boom. I look at the wall and say, no, let me go ahead. You change directions now. So you grow up in here. You know, I always end with a story. You know, I just got the 5 minutes, you know, 5 minutes. Make me feel like Dougie Fresh. 5 minutes, Dougie, you fresh your own. I always end up with a story, and I always end with a story about this brother. He asked God for a house. And he said, God, if you give me a house, I will give you a room in the house. And God blessed him with a house. Matter of fact, the brother gave the attic. He gave God the attic. He said, you can have the attic. And he had a nice little house, white picket fence, everything. And the devil came and destroyed his house. Downstairs, he destroyed it. My man walked upstairs and knocked on the attic door, said, God, the devil was down here. He destroyed my house. God didn't answer. He fixed up the house again. The devil came again, did the same thing again. Because you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same result. So he went upstairs to God the last time after the devil tore up his house. This time God answered. God said, you only gave me the attic. You should have gave me the whole house. So what I want to let you know, right, just don't give God the little bit of stuff. Give him all the stuff. So when you give him all the stuff, you have more help. I'm an addict named Darnell. Thank you for letting me share.
Let's thank Donnell for sharing.